Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, policy think tank Imani Africa doubles down on demand for an open process in evaluating the value for money and the necessity of audit services provided by Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited to the Ghana Revenue Authority.
The Ministry of Finance and the GRA to go ahead and act on his instructions. We expect them to issue a press release telling us what exactly they do. But first and foremost, there must be a value for money analysis.
Ensuring that every
State Pension Trust, SNIT, insists its reserves are not depleting, rejecting an ILO report suggesting its total income may not be sufficient to pay benefits by 2036. Also coming up, celebrating the Asante King, Ghana Post launches historic postal stamp to mark Otunfose Tutu II's 25th anniversary.
Ensuring that every detail of the stamp reflects the rich heritage of our nation, Ghana, and that of the Kingdom of Ashanti.
My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Now, policy think tank Imani Africa has doubled down on its demand for an open process in evaluating the value for money and the necessity of audit services provided by Strategic Mobilization Ghana Limited, SML, to the Ghana Revenue Authority. Vice President of Imani, Bright Simons, insists no more of Ghana's money should be allocated for the assurance services provided by SML until such an assessment is completed. He spoke on Newsfile.
So until the contract, the 2023 contract that governs the arrangement and for which this company has been paid 1 billion Ghana cedis, until that contract goes back to Parliament, everything they are doing there is illegal. That's a fact that I've established by KPM. There's no analysis. The second fact is that on the back of this illegality, 1 billion cedis have been paid. PPA does not have the power to retrospectively clear illegalities. In all of this, we are giving money to the company without knowing how much the company is spending and whether indeed the cost of these services warrants that kind of payments. No investment appraisers were done. But when we were asked to provide documents to enable KPMG establish how much it is that they've invested in this service, they refused to provide the documents or they could not provide enough documents. The president has now asked the Ministry of Finance and the GRA to go ahead and act on his instructions. We expect them to issue a press release telling us what exactly they do. But first and foremost, there must be a value for money analysis. And the CSO movement in this country have offered pro bono services from that will ensure that they don't spend additional money, unlike the money that has already been spent on this report.
While investigators of the GRA-SML deal have been demanding the publication of the full audit report from KPMG after exposing the anomalies in the contract, lawyer and former Tamale Central MP Nusa Fuseni says there was clear intention to keep the contract out of the public's eye.
There were provisions of the statute that required compliance that were never complied with. And not having complied with those provisions, you can wave them off. Doesn't this strike you as odd that in all the discussions that we are having, we've not heard that the Attorney General's opinion was sought? You're entering into a contract to bind the state, and you're going to pay huge amounts of money, public money, to that contractor. And you don't need the Attorney General's advice. Even the second contract that was prepared, that contract was prepared by the legal department of the Minister of Finance and advises the GRA to send it to their legal department for review. Nowhere in that letter that after a review, the contract should be sent to the Attorney General's department. So clearly, something obscure was happening. There was a clear intention to keep the contract out of the public space.
Meanwhile, SML continues to defend its assurance contract with the GRA. Here's Director of Support Services, Sia Sewa Sapong.
There is lack of domain understanding, and I have the letter to prove also, because this is a letter signed by Honorable Mustafa Hamid, also saying that it is good initiative that we even go ahead and form operational team for installing tank gauging system, which by Simons was saying that NPA is doing it. That is why I want to set the record straight that what they are saying SML is doing, NPA is doing, is wrong. It's not the situation in the industry. So NPA are regulators. They are ensuring that product quality is good, pricing is fair. They are ensuring that they give licensing for people. SML has provided meters that they didn't have, both NPA and GRE. Yet we are selling or we are trading and monitoring petroleum products.
You heard Director of Support Services at SML, Yasir Wasapong. President Akufo-Addo has given the Ghana Revenue Authority the go-ahead to continue the audit contract of the downstream petroleum sector with SML after receiving the report from KPMG. According to him, the deal is crucial in saving the country's resources. Now, State Pension Trust, SNIT, has rejected an International Labour Organization, ILO, report which projects complete depletion of its reserves by 2036. Based on an actuarial valuation study of SNIT contributions, the ILO cautioned total income, including contributions, investment income and other income, will no longer be sufficient to pay for annual expenditures, including benefit payment to pensioners by 2029. But management, in a statement, assured it has enough funds to pay accruing benefits of members.
In a statement, the State Pension Trust, SNIT, said its scheme presently receives contributions and has enough funds to pay accruing benefits due members. The SNIT pension scheme, as set up by Act 766, it says, is a partially funded scheme and that pension payments are funded from contributions and returns from investments. SNIT said the pension payments are not funded by reserves, indicating there has been steady growth in contributions. It further assured the investment income has been healthy and would offset any unexpected deficits that may arise. SNIT added the government is current in the payment of contributions on behalf of its workers and modalities are in place to service the outstanding contributions. The trust says it has never missed any pension payment since 1991 when the pension scheme was introduced. It assured all members and the public that it would continue to ensure prudent management of the fund to meet its benefits payment obligations beyond 2036.
You're listening to the news on Joy 99.7 FM. Security experts are raising concern over the growing phenomenon of open clashes between personnel of the various security agencies. The latest of such incidents is the clash between officers of the Ghana Prison Service at the Boko Local Prisons and personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces on Thursday. The cause of the clash is yet to be known. The Ghana Prison Service has in a statement urged calm as it says it has sent a high-powered delegation to Boko to investigate the matter. National Coordinator of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, WANEP Ghana, Albert Yeo Yang, said the incidents could open doors for external attacks.
Between the factions, or among the factions, when I say among, I mean other parties that might not be directly involved in the Boko situation, also have interests. So if they have their own thoughts about the conflict and own, strategies as to outwit each other or to gain advantages over others, and then they see that there is that kind of non-coordination, the team of the security is not working as a team, you know, then it might be complicated and they could be taking advantage. Besides them, you would probably have some external groups that might be sitting somewhere and observing what is happening. And don't forget that we have been concerned about either an emergence or infiltration of extremism or external cross-border incursion. So right. We need to be very mindful of how we work as a team, you know, among the security agencies.
While security analyst Dr. Adam Bona says the police must be involved to investigate the matter, including prosecuting the officers involved.
If you ask me whether there will be anything coming out of this investigation, I will tell you no.
You have absolutely no faith in this yet to start investigation.
I have absolutely no faith in the investigations, because which power has the Ghana Prison Service, what power do they have? Apart from, you know, conducting their own internal investigations, they can only invite their own personnel to interrogate them with regards to what took place on this day.
Then somebody much higher or power. Somebody different from the prison service should rather be the one to lead it.
No, it's not about the prison service. Those who have power to do these investigations is the Ghana Police Service.
Right.
And this, what happened is pure criminality. And because when you fight, you are supposed to be arrested and prosecuted before court. The prisons must conduct their own internal investigations. The military would have to also conduct their own internal investigations. But we need thorough investigations conducted by the Ghana Police Service. Mm.
Now, to some politics, the Electoral Commission has denied claims by NDC flag bearer John Mahama that the commission has appointed persons affiliated to the MPP as returning officers in the upcoming general elections in December. The EC, through a press release, said the process of recruiting of returning officers and their deputies was not only made public but conducted in an open, fair and transparent manner. Director of Elections at the Commission, Dr. Siribo Kwaku, has assured the public that the EC can never manipulate election results in the country to favor any party.
Yesterday, around 2 a.m., between the hours of 2 a.m.
But as I always say, if you bring President Kwaku or former President Mahama to be the chairperson of the commission, the system is saying that the nothing will be done and the true person of the choice of people will prevail. And what I've told you is what I'm saying, that everybody should understand and take it that no matter who is in the commission, no matter the perception, after the perception, it has always been the case. No matter what you do, people will grant you. But the end of the day, the system is saying that nobody can manipulate anything. So perception should be there, but nobody can alter the choice of the people.
Meanwhile, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Mustafa Ogbande, insists the Electoral Commission has conveyed with the MPP to manipulate the appointments of EC returning officers. Mr. Ogbande added that the NDC will ensure the will of Ghanaians reflect the outcome of the December 2024 polls.
Let me assure them that if they don't do their work well, they will hold themselves responsible, because the NDC will not go to sleep until what is right is done. The president is all over the place assuring that he won't hand over. His appointees are all over the place assuring they won't hand over. In the midst of all of this, the Electoral Commission has gone to sleep and DVD machines, sensitive machines, have been stolen. In the midst of this, they are in bed with MPP President Akufo-Addo's appointee to manipulate the appointment of returning officers. Let me assure them that the NDC will ensure that the 2020 election will reflect the will of the people and nothing more, nothing else.
Also in the news, Ghana Post has launched a historic postal stamp to celebrate Otunfo's 32nd's 25th anniversary. The Asante was installed as the overlord of the Asante Kingdom on the 26th of April, 1999. According to Managing Director of Ghana Post, Bice Osekofo, the Otunfo has played a pivotal role in Ghana's development, and it was befitting that he is honored with a postal stamp.
The team at Ghana Post have approached this project with tremendous cultural sensitivity and foresight, ensuring that every detail of the stamp reflects the rich heritage of our nation Ghana and that of the Kingdom of Ashanti. Throughout the creative process of this stamp, it's been marked by countless brainstorming sessions and long nights based on our motivation, which has always remained clear. We want to celebrate the indelible contributions of Otunfo Osei-Tutu to Ghana as a country and the embodiment of Asantehene, that office, what it has done for Ghana as a country.
You had a managing director of Ghana Post, Bice Osei-Kufo. Now, some sad news to report this afternoon. The Sports Writers Association of Ghana has announced the death of its patron, Joe Lati Sr. The veteran commentator died on Friday. That was yesterday, April 26. Until yesterday, he was the oldest sports journalist. Joining me in studio is sports editor Nathaniel Atoh with fondest memories of Mr. Lati and the impact he made in the sports sector.
Well, thank you very much. At this moment, if you look at the numbers and you try to calculate, he died at age 96. And that is something that the younger generation always aspire to in terms of the blessings that God will give all of us to have that level of longevity. I am privileged to say that I interviewed him. I had the privilege to also learn at his feet. And he made massive impact through the quality of work that he delivered during the years when he was active as a sports journalist in terms of radio and television broadcasting.